This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The National Cotton Council, along with the American Farm Bureau and other agricultural interests, had petitioned the Supreme Court for a rehearing of the Sixth Circuit decision in NCC versus EPA. And a lot was involved in promoting that petition, including an amicus that 10 of our cotton organizations had financially supported, as well as encouraging 40 members of Congress to sign on to another amicus brief. So we were disappointed yesterday when we heard that the Supreme Court had denied our petition.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We are concerned that this could bleed over into other pesticide applications. Right now, EPA is concentrating on a very narrow interpretation of the court decision, and that is four categories that would be pesticide applications over, into, or near water. And that would be things like pesticide control, mosquito control, aquatic weed control, things like that. But we are afraid, because of the language of the Sixth Circuit decision, that this could become more encompassing through environmentalist litigation.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That leaves us going forward, working with EPA as they develop a permitting system under the Clean Water Act for certain pesticide applications. We have talked to EPA on numerous occasions, and we will continue to do that to try to assure that whatever permitting system they do develop is the least burdensome to our cotton farmers as possible.